And therefore, dear, when it comes to an individuals or when it comes to business firm, the scope of marketing, and there is a lot of importance of marketing to these people, dear. Marketing generates revenue. This is the only thing, you know, when you sell, money comes in. It generates revenue to the firm. It acts as a basis for making decisions. This is what I want to buy. This is what I don't want to buy. This is what I want to make. This is what I don't want to make. This is what I want to do. This is what I don't want to do. It helps making decisions and helps the top management to manage the various kinds of innovation in a product or service, because the needs are dynamically changing of the consumer. And we need to do that, dear. And therefore, the scope of marketing may be analyzed in terms of marketing performance through various functions. Now, a number of functions are there, dear. And every marketing process, these functions will be performed on the basis of various utilities, you know. So, what are the functions of exchange? Buying function. What is buying function? A manufacturer is required to buy the raw material for a production purpose. Similarly, a wholesaler, yeah, has to buy it from the company. The retailer has to buy it from the wholesaler. So it's a buying function. What is the function of exchange? Buying function. Assembling function. What is assembling function? You want ABC product. I spoke about a compressor. And I gave an example that, you know, you give it to the refrigerator manufacturer. So what do? You have an assembling unit in a production line. So what do? You buy from this vendor, you buy from that vendor, you buy from this vendor, assemble them together. Right? And assembling is different from buying, because you have already bought and now you are assembling. So buying involves transfer of ownership from the seller to the buyer. Whereas in assembling, the goods are already purchased from various sources, but you are assembling them at one place, and therefore understanding what the requirement of the customer is and then assembling them and giving it. So assembling function. And the third function is a selling function, which means now you transfer the ownership from the seller to the buyer. Selling function is vital to the success of any firm, sir. And therefore, producing goods is easy, but marketing them is challenging. I don't say difficult, I say challenging, you know. It is going to be challenging, sir. That's what we need to do. So if you look at this slide, such a simple we have put it. Marketing involves liaison with all these functions. It requires liaison with sales guys. I will give you afterwards the difference between these two. I will give you public relation. You need to have good production, a good product. You need to pack it well. You need to distribute the product well. 4 P's of marketing: product, price, space, promotion. We have already said we need to have a good advertising so that people are aware. We need to have the right price. We need to do a good market research to understand what is the needs of the consumer, what is the need of that market. We need to continuously do R&D, research and development. So marketing involves liaising with all these different functions in an organization, or different functions when you probably do it outside. So what is product planning? Make a good product, develop the product, commercialize the product, modify the product, increase, you know, make something better, give more benefits in the product. What is second? Pack the product well, because packaging is a silent marketeer. See, many times you see something and you say, wow, it's packed well. You say, wow, it looks good, you know. So packaging is a silent marketeer. The purpose of packaging is obviously to preserve the quantity and the quality of the product or contents during storage, yes. But besides that, it is a tremendous advertising value, because everything is written in this. The feature of the product, what is the product contains, what is it, you know, everything is written on the product. You know, an example of that, you know, here is there, where is the sachet packing has created a revolution in the shampoo industry. You go outside, have a buy sachet, 1 rupee, 2 rupee, and probably you can have a good bath, you know. So packaging plays a very important role. Product pricing, I've already said, pricing can make or break your product, boss. And therefore, we need to understand what is the right price. Pricing decisions are a major thing of a marketing department. You need to understand that, dear. What is the price? And you have to understand and calculate the distribution cost, the selling cost, the advertising cost, and the promotion cost. And therefore, we need to understand that price is very, very important. So we need to understand and do the pricing. Advertising and sales promotion. In promotion, we have advertising and sales promotion. We'll talk. Promotion is also one chapter. All of these are one chapter, not the packaging one, but advertising and sales promotion. You need to advertise. What is advertising? It's a paid method of business communication to the prospective customer, and the main objective is to make you aware about the product. What is sales promotion? 1 plus 1 free, 70% discount, 50% off, buy this, get this free. These are sales promotion. So advertising and sales promotion. Advertising creates a pull. I will talk about it afterwards. People come, oh, I want the product. And then sales promotion, 1 plus 1 free, gives you a push. We'll talk about it afterwards. Distribution. You need to make the product available. It includes the different channels. You have to understand, who are the channel partners? What are the kind of remuneration that you're going to give to the channel partner? Where are you going to store the product? Warehousing? How much inventories are you going to keep per product, unit price of the product? And therefore, we need to understand all that. Market research. Very, very systematic gathering and recording and analyzing of data about problems connected with the product, pricing, promotion and distribution. We have to continuously go on research. What is the customer demand? How are the customer behaving? What is the analysis of sales data? What are the market share? What is the competition doing? How is it that we can do well? What is it that the people are buying, and why is it that people are buying from me as well as people are buying from the competition? Why? So you have to continuously do this research. You have a sales force, so we also have to manage the sales force, because salespeople are the backbone of an organization, and the success of the organization, most of the organizations, many of the organizations, or all of the organization depends upon how effectively you are able to sell your goods and services there. We need to understand that. And the salesperson is one of the major link between the company and the customer. And the salesperson should be aware, should be educated, should have the product knowledge, should be aware about the customer, and probably know what kind of benefit that he has to give to the customer so that the customer is delighted. Once he does that, profits obviously comes. So these are the management functions which we need to do. Now we go to the next part, probably the last part on this. And that is approaches to the study of marketing. We have different kinds of approaches. One is a system approach, commodity approach, functional approach, and institutional approach. Very one line I will talk about this, boss. Just understand, what is the commodity approach? Under the commodity approach, we study the flow of certain commodity. I talked about cotton, I talked about iron ore, I talked about sugar cane, or I didn't speak about sugar cane. But if you look at, these are commodities, So we need to understand the flow. We need to understand the flow of a certain commodity and a journey from the original producer right to the end consumer. That's a commodity approach. Institutional approach. Who is the buying? Who are the institutions who buy? What is the main interest of people who are buying and the marketing institutions who are buying? Who are the people, agencies? Who are the wholesalers? Who is the CNF agent? Who is the retailer? What are the kind of transportation that we do? So what are the undertaking that we are looking at? Insurance companies that we deal with when we sell our products from one place to another. Is it covered by insurance, So therefore, we need to understand institutional approach, functional approach. Under the functional approach, we concentrate on attention on the specialized services or functions or activities that are performed by marketing. So we are actually doing a functional approach. The system approach. System is a set of interacting of interdependent components or groups coordinated to form a unified whole or organized marketing activity to accomplish a set of objectives. So you need to have a system or a process approach, that what is it that we need to do? How is it that we need to probably coordinate with one another? That's called as a system approach. Not too much into this, but let's understand there are four approach, and we will see it as we move ahead in various other chapters that we are going to cover. Dear friends, what am I doing? I'm just introducing you to various small concepts of marketing. And the marketing process consists of, therefore, analyzing the marketing opportunities, researching what is it that the consumer requires, selecting who are the consumers, target audience of ours, selecting which are the target markets that we will go to, and then going back and designing the marketing strategies on product, price, place and promotion, and then organizing, implementing and controlling the marketing effort. That is called as marketing process. So it involves three major activities. One is concentration. What is concentration? It consists of gathering and putting together a large quantity of infinite good at a marketplace. So you concentrate a large. Dispersion. What is dispersion? It is concerned with the distribution of goods to ultimate user. Dispersion. And equalization. It involves proper adjustment of supply and demand. We have total centers, so many. We have 5 CNFs in this country. One is based in Bhiwandi. Another is based in Ahmedabad, let's say in Gujarat. Another could be based, you know, somewhere in Nagpur in Maharashtra. See, so you have different areas, different depots. So how do you involve proper adjustment of supplies to the center of distribution based on what are the requirements for those products in those markets? Supply goods should be adjusted so that demands are based on time, quantity and the quality. Dear friends, therefore, there is a benefits of marketing approach. What is this? Long-term success is assured to an enterprise only if it recognizes that the needs of the markets are paramount. That is the only thing. We need to understand that customer needs, wants and demands are the top consideration for any business organization. We need to understand here, it enables the firm, when we do the marketing concept, it enables the firm to move more quickly to capitalize on the marketing opportunities that are there. And greater attention is given to product planning and the development of the product so that whatever we are doing is in line with what the customer is looking at. So the moment we have the marketing approach, these are huge benefits that we get. So we have to have the marketing approach today. With that, dear, when we are using the marketing approach, how do we do? We shift from a product or business to the customer. What is that? Which means we are looking at the customer first place. The customer first place. And then once we look at shift from the product business to the consumer, dear, we need to shift from production to the market. We need to shift from supply to demand. We need to shift from sales volume to profits. I want profit, boss. This is what I want, profit, you know. So I shift from sales volume to profit. And I shift from mere selling to the customer, to customer satisfaction, to customer delight. That's what I'm looking at. I need that, boss. I need delight. So the moment you inculcate the marketing concept in your company, in your organization, you slowly, really, consequences are so positive, boss. You shift from one to another there. Shift from internal orientation to external orientation. Because main nahi, aapko kya chahiye? I look at aapko kya chahiye? Jo aapko chahiye wo main karunga. Yeah, this is what you want. I'm going to do that. So I shift from internal orientation to external orientation. Supply becomes a function of demand. And demand is the controlling factor. So to me, demand is a controlling factor, and demand analysis therefore becomes the foundation of all marketing functions that we do, boss. I mean, it's so exciting, is it not? Marketing concept is applicable therefore to any organization, whether a profit organization or a non-profit organization. That reminds me, somebody told me, sir, why it requires a non-profit organization requires profit, because they are a non-profit organization. You know what I told them? I said a non-profit organization also needs profit. Otherwise, how will they run what they are running? I'm repeating, a non-profit organization also needs profit. Otherwise, how will they learn, run what they were running? लोग हैं, सैलरी नहीं देना पड़ेगा, पैसा कहां से आएगा? आप उनके साथ डोनेशन से आएगा, आता है, आएगा, लेकिन तो भी जब हम बेचेंगे, कुछ करेंगे, हमें नॉन प्रॉफिट, यू नो, वी डोंट वांट एनी प्रॉफिट, विच मींस व्हाटएवर कम्स, वी स्पेंड इट फॉर द गुड कॉज. नॉन प्रॉफिट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड मार्केटिंग कंसेप्ट, यू नो, एलिमिनेट्स मार्केटिंग मायोपिया, बस जस्ट एलिमिनेट्स, यू नो, यू बिकम लॉन्ग साइटेड. You look at the wrong term. You look at big things. You look at, this is what I'm going to do. And my customer is the only focus, you know. That's what I need to do. Now, I spoke out to you about what is the selling and marketing. And you know, we should know, as marketing students, we should know the difference between the two. Marketing is creation and delivery of standard of living, we have already talked about, and is a total planned process, we have already spoken about, two, with the sole objective of making and giving customer satisfaction, we have already spoken about. But in the selling, the company makes a product and then uses various methods to sell, to persuade a customer to buy the product, to buy the service. Now we look at some basic difference between the two. Let's look at selling concept and let's look at marketing concept. You know what's the selling concept? Selling involves planning, direction and control of personal selling. Because I'm selling to you. Let's say I'm a sales guy selling to you. So therefore, what we need? We need to see as a company that we recruit the right guy, we select the right guy, we train the right guy, we motivate him in the right way, we probably give him a right compensation, give him some incentives, give him motivation and inspiration, and so that he is a good element of Salesforce. Whereas marketing involves finding what the customer wants, what the customer needs, then the second, planning and developing a product or service that will satisfy those needs, and then determine what is the best way and what is the best things that we could do to make the product, to price the product, to promote the product and to distribute the product or service. That's what marketing does, you know. So what's the difference? In marketing, you first look at what the customer wants, then make the product. Whereas in sales, what do you do? In sales, what do? You have the product, you go and sell. You go and persuade. You go and push, push, push. That's what we do in sales, dear. But not in marketing, it's the other way around. Okay? Second difference, you know. In sales, the emphasis, therefore, is on the product. जो मेरे पास है मुझे बेचना है, इज ऑन द टारगेट दैट द सेल्स गाय हैज गॉट, इज ऑन द इज व्हिच मींस दैट व्हाटएवर कंपनी वांट्स आई विल डू. बट डियर, इन मार्केटिंग द एम्फेसिस इन द वांट्स इज एम्फेसिस ऑन द मार्केट नीड्स. इन सेलिंग, कंपनी मेक्स द प्रोडक्ट एंड देन फाइंड्स आउट हाउ टू सेल. बट इन मार्केटिंग द कंपनी फाइंड्स आउट व्हाट टू सेल, व्हाट दे नीड एंड देन मेक अ प्रोडक्ट एंड सेल. Selling concept therefore has become traditional and outdated, whereas marketing concept is modern and universally accepted, you know. That's what is a marketing concept. Selling therefore is production oriented. इतना सेल्स टारगेट मुझे बेचना है, इतना मुझे करना है, इतना मुझे प्रोडक्ट चाहिए, मैं बेचूंगा. मार्केटिंग इज कंज्यूमर ओरिएंटेड. कंज्यूमर को क्या चाहिए वो हम करेंगे. Selling assumes that good can be easily sold, but marketing believes that the customer is the king, the customer is the boss, and I'm going to do what the customer wants, to meet his wants, to meet his demand, to look at his preferences and give them. In selling, once the goods are sold, the seller does not think about the consumer. But in marketing, actually the activity starts when the consumer buys the product. And it ends with the consumer, which means we buy the product and we go on giving what the consumer is looking at. Selling aims at profit maximization by increasing sales volume, and profit is therefore the primary aspect of selling. Whereas in marketing, we believe in profitable sales, yes, but through customer delight. I want profit, yes, but you know, customer is not happy, customer is not delighted. I don't need that, you know. You see why? Because if you are not satisfied, you are not going to buy again. And if you don't buy again, I am not getting what I want. Sales aims at converting goods into cash and therefore is narrow oriented, narrow perspective. But marketing has long range objectives such as customer satisfaction, growth and market share. I should be the market leader in the my sphere of business. I need it, boss. We need to do that. And with this, the last one which we are going to do in this chapter, it's an introduction, so it's a little long, is what is traditional and modern concepts of marketing. Traditional marketing involves selling of goods and services to the consumer to earn profit. I've already spoken about. Hence, demand exceeded the supply. It was easy to sell the goods to the consumer. Whereas modern marketing focuses on earning profits, yes, but through customer satisfaction, I've already said, and I'm not using the word satisfaction here, I'm using the word delight here, because to me, satisfaction is when you meet expectation, delight is when you exceed that expectation. So I'm talking about delight. And therefore, what are the difference between the two? Let's see. What is the difference between traditional concept and modern concept? Traditional concept informs transfer of ownership from the seller to the buyer and focus on seller and his product. Whereas if you look at modern concept of marketing, modern concepts of marketing says that the customer is the king, the customer is more important, and the purpose of marketing is to see that the customer needs are met. That's what is a modern concept. We have to move away and move into the modern concepts of marketing and not go on doing traditionally. Traditionally, it was sales orientation approach. But today, it is customer oriented approach. Again, you know, this is similarly overlapping between sales and marketing, which I just talked about. Narrow concept. Traditional was a narrow concept. Least importance given to customer and the society. But today in modern marketing, nahi chalega. It's a broad concept. Focuses on customer delight. It's a broad concept. We also need to look at the welfare of the society. Need to do that. In traditional concept, importance was given to profit maximization. But today we talk about customer delight. Pehle when demand exceeded supply. Today if you look at, there is so much competition in the market, boss. Every product, we are not in a monopolistic market. What is monopolistic? You are the only player in the market. But we are in an oligopoly market. What is oligopoly? We have more than one competitor in that market. So since we have more competition in the market, we need to understand that we need to give them something which is good. We need to give them. Previously, social responsibility was not of prime importance. But today, we have to see that how do we do and give something more. So we need to do that. In traditional concept, you see concept of consumerism was not present. But today, that's very important, very, very important. Previously, we had less competition, but today, high competitive market, environment is changing. Most of the products are into the buyer market, and therefore, modern concepts of marketing is what is going to stay. Every organization needs to embed in him or as an organization to work towards modern concept of marketing and not the traditional concept of marketing. Dear friends, I am sure you have enjoyed this video. This is the first basic nature and scope of marketing, the first chapter of your marketing principle. What we learned is, one, we learned what is a market. We learned types of markets. We looked at what is marketing, definitions of marketing, different kinds, what we do. We therefore understood why the study of marketing is very important. Dear friends, before you log off, remember, follow me. We are going to do many other 15 chapters. But remember, when you are doing this, The dear marketing is going to help you in your career. Marketing is going to help you in your personal life. So marketing, don't read this subject just for passing the exam, but I want you to read this. I want you to follow me. I want you to be with me. You know why? So that this is going to enrich your life. Marketing is the best. Thank you very much for tuning in there. God bless you and love you all. Thank you.